nobody if I can't have you.
Welcome to a Black Mask breaking news audio file. I want to use these more and more to clarify my comments on the news stories of the day, especially as they pertain to trading. Bottom line is, can you feel the love? A peace deal is very close. Now, Ukraine has got to understand that it lost the war. Russia is going to take the Donbas region, and that's going to be before or after, later, the hard way, the easy way, and then they'll have love. At one time, this region was all part of Russia anyway. The majority of people there are Russian speakers, and the fact of the matter is, at one time, the capital of Russia was in this region, Kyiv. So this is going to be a negotiation that is going to shock in all the market. Your bombings that you're seeing with the extended range rockets in the U.S., it's a nothing burger. It's 200 nautical miles inside the country. Russian forces and their bases are pulled further back. They're out of range of the rocket in this escalation. This is basically Biden trying to throw a hand grenade in negotiations because the Democrats are going to do anything to make Trump look bad as he takes office. Now, they may have shaken hands. It was nicey-nice. Let me tell you, there's a pitch warfare between the woke dopes and normal people that understand that a boy and a girl is pretty easy to identify, and that sex change on 13 years old does not make a lot of sense, and the fact that the world is not full of peace and love, and you don't acquiesce to dictators. Look, NATO did not amass troops at the border as Russia was amassing troops at the border. NATO did not put boots on the ground. Russia did. Throwing a bunch of money at Zelensky and his bang of merry thugs means that a whole lot of people were billionaires, but a whole lot of people died, and they achieved absolutely nothing. The longer they wait to surrender, the more they're going to lose, and they're going to surrender. You're going to call it a peace negotiation or whatever, but Zelensky's dream of Russia completely withdrawing didn't happen. It didn't happen in the Crimea. It's not going to happen in the Donbass region, and reality is that a negotiation is very close, and a deal will be made. Now, what does this mean for the markets? Well, Russian oil is already flowing, but it will flow unfettered. Look, this is going to come to an end. Unless a NATO grows a hairy set of balls, let me eat their pistachio soup. Anyone who eats cold vegetable soup has to question their judgment. Anyway, NATO's not going to make the commitment. Germany? Germany's maxed out. You see, this is all interesting how things tie together. This is all tied into the Summer of Love. You remember the Summer of Love? The world was going to be green. No more holes. Stop killing. Hold, you're killing us. Okay, Greta. Greta, by the way, I understand, had an emotional breakdown when she found out the Democrats are out of office in America. Poor Greta. Maybe she needs a sex change. Now, I would pay for it. Anyway, reality is that Germany, which made very bad decisions relying upon green energy, shutting down its nuclear program, not drilling any holes, not allowing fracking, and decided on windmills that don't work and solar panels that don't work so well in Germany, where it's mostly clouded all the time. That means there was an enormous strain on their economy because they didn't buy natural gas from Russia. They bought liquid natural gas, which is 10 times the price. The economy is devastated. So if Germany wants to give more money to Ukraine, they can't do it. The public's not going to stand for it. Same thing with the rest of Europe. I mean, they made very bad decisions, and the greeny global warming that's going to kill us all tomorrow myth has devastated their economies. So what does that mean? Well, that means there's going to be peace in the valley. There'll be love. The two will come together, and the war will be over with. Tensions will remain high for the foreseeable future, but reality is they lost. Biden lost, America lost, the Ukraine lost, and NATO lost. Trump understands that. You've got to make a deal now. When that deal happens, by the way, vast amounts of oil and natural gas will flow to Europe. Because remember, a lot of places, they're using crude oil replacements and diesel fuel for natural gas. That's going to change. So we're about to have a grossly oversupplied market. Now, in further stories, I'll talk about the peace that's coming in the Middle East. But the world's changing, and it's important to realize that a deal's going to be made. Now, the market using artificial intelligence and, you know, incredibly stupid trading techniques is taking the news that Russia said, oh, they're going to use nukes. Russia is not going to use a nuclear weapon. Not now, not in the foreseeable future. Russia doesn't want to start a nuclear war over Ukraine, okay? That's not going to happen. That's just kind of saber-rattling. It's a posturing for negotiations. And Russia has won this chess match, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. If I can't have you.
Oh, I can't be kissing nobody.
I just don't wanna be bothered with nobody unless I'm bothered with you the way you. If I can't have. If I can't.